Have you been to the Great Wolf Lodge that's nearby? We took our kids last weekend and they won't stop talking about it. There's a huge indoor water park that's always 84 degrees. And they have dozens of other family activities like a ropes course, bowling, and more. It's the perfect getaway. It's so close, we literally hopped in the car and we were there in no time. We all had a blast and we barely had to do any planning. So if you have a free weekend coming up, now's the time to book a trip to the Perryville Lodge just outside of Baltimore. Or if you're in the Virginia area, check out the lodge in Williamsburg. Head to greatwolf.com to book your stay today.
This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good in abundance because you have tuned in to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y. S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore at BarryShore.com. And you've tuned in to K4HD.com, K4HD.com, which is internet radio, means we're spanning the world, not spamming, but spanning the world. And right now, 268,322 people are listening to this show, The Joy of Living, for one reason only. Because you care the most about you, Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. You want to be the best you possible. That's why you're investing your most valuable possession, your time, to listen to and understand and learn positive, powerful, purposeful, pleasant things so you can touch the inner you, the Y-O-U, and become the best you possible, and therefore go mad, which stands for go make a difference. That's why hundreds of thousands of people tune into this show every week. Thank God we bring now 20 to 30,000 new people every week because people are talking about it all over the world. And what we do here is we focus on bringing you insights, information, and outstanding people who give you perspective so you can become the best you possible. Because here we talk about the three foundational insights into life, which are: number one, drumroll fanfare, da-da-da-da, life. Your life has purpose. Yes, life has purpose. Your life has purpose. And the result of that is that you can go mad. MAD is a great acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference. And one of the ways to do that is the third part, is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, taking words, taking terms, and finding their powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant insight, and then bringing them into you and using that in neuro-linguistic programming so you can become the best you possible. You become a channel of goodness, a cog, and therefore make a difference in the world. As an example, WWW. If you ask most people that, what does WWW stand for? They say, well, it has something to do with the internet. And quite factually, it's true. But on this show, The Joy of Living, what you learn, of course, is that WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a, W-H-A-T-A is a word, right? What a wonderful world. And thank you to that fabulous Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song, What a Wonderful World, to go around the world and touch tens of millions, maybe even a billion people or more. And when you hear that, you understand the power of the acronym, one of the greatest acronyms that you can internalize, learn, speak about, and use in your everyday life is SMILE. S-M-I-L-E, SMILE, which stands for Seeing Miracles in Life every day. That's right. See miracles in life every day. Now, oftentimes, look, I have hundreds of thousands of people listen to this. Tens of thousands of people download the segment. And by the way, you certainly want to do it with this show today, because we have one of the most dynamic, powerful, explosive people that you'll ever meet coming up. His name is Jess T. I won't tell you what the T stands for in just a moment, but Jess is with us today, and he is going to rock your world. He's going to expand it. He's going to open your mind and your heart, and you'll be better for it. When you understand what the acronym Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day is, well, people say to me, Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, hello, are you awake? Did you get out of bed this morning? Are you breathing? Do you have clean water to drink? Do you have food? Do you have shelter? A place to sleep? Well, millions of people did not get up this morning. You did. You're alive. Your life. Life is an acronym. It stands for living for eternity. You're not just here for the moment. What you do matters greatly, because life, your life has purpose. So smile, because the miracle is that you're here and you can make a difference. And when you do that, you begin to create new worlds. CREATE is a great acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, because that's what you want to do. Everything that you do is done with excellence and causing others to excel. Now, I do have to warn you in advance that on this show, your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. I do use very frequently throughout the show four-letter F-U word. And I like it. You know, and the reason I like it is because it's fun. Well, there it is right away. Fun. F-U-N-N, capital N, capital N. Fun. People say to me, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, fun is only three letters. Not the way I spell it, and it's my world. So F you, everybody. But remember to add that capital N, capital N. Or when you say that to your family and your friends, they'll look at you and say, what are you talking about? I say, wait a minute, I heard Barry Shore tell it to me on The Joy of Living. Yeah, that's a show I listen to, and I share it. Give me five. You want to share this show with at least five people, family, friends, and especially people who are not your friend, or people who you think are not your friend, or you don't like even, or you think you don't like, or they don't like you. When you share with people, you create a bridge, you create harmony. And when you do that, you're networking kindness, which leads us to one of the greatest phrases that exist in the world today. You say these two words, and you do it consciously and conscientiously at least five times a day, and you will live in the world that you want to live in, because it'll be better because you do this. And those two words are thank you. Thank, what an acronym. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. That's right, kindness. As the Dalai Lama says, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. You just ordered a cup of coffee and you paid for it, $5, and they brought it to you. Thank you. Somebody held the door open for you. Thank you. Somebody didn't hold the door open for you. Thank you. Somebody cut you off in traffic. Thank you. You got up in the middle of the night, you had to go to the bathroom, you stubbed your toe, and you said, thank you. When you do that consciously and conscientiously five times a day, you're making a difference in the world. Yeah, you're going mad. And talk about mad, we're going to be meeting. He's going to come right now. I'm going to ask him to say a quick hello to 268 plus thousand people. One of the change makers in the world, a man who's in the Guinness Book of Records, a man who gets results because he understands what success is all about, a man who is a leader of a Boy Scout troop, a man who has boys of his own, a man who's in love with his wife, a man who's dedicated to going mad, making a difference in the world. I'm going to introduce to you wonderful Jess Totfeld. I'm going to ask him to say a big, huge hello to hundreds of thousands of people. Then I'm going to tell you more about him, and then ask him to start speaking so you can really get some insight into what it means to live with fire. Jess, give a big hello to 268,000 people around the world, please.
Hello, Barry and all the married people who are there. I feel like I have to match the energy. How are you today?
Thank you, Jess. I am so wonderful.
Is that a good one? Did that work for this show?
That was a good
we
hello.
We got to raise the bar for this show.
Yeah, right? Because F you, Jess.
Phone it in. So to speak.
We're having fun, baby. So let me tell everybody, Jess has been a TV host, a reporter, a producer. And then after we left TV and made a lot of money, he became a public speaker and a coach to CEOs, experts, authors. I am proud to say that he has helped coach me and make me better for it. And he has set a record that is in the Guinness Book of Records for, you ready for this, everybody? Giving the most interviews in 24 hours. That was 112 interviews in 24 hours on the radio. Now, we're not doing that again today. We're not breaking that record, but I am so honored and humbled to even have moments of Jess's time. And as these hundreds of thousands of people and hopefully millions will be having this listened to by downloads, we are so honored to have Jess with us today. So what I'd like to do is just jump right in. And again, after you said that great hello, Jess, let's really start a fire so that you can help not just put it out, but exacerbate it and cause a fire in the hearts and minds of people all around the world. So what does it mean when you tell me, hey, Barry Shore, learn to open with fire? What is that?
Well, I'm glad you bring that up right out of the gate, because that's a quote from David Ogilvy, the advertising guru. And he used to say, if you want to sell fire extinguishers, open with fire. And I'll tell you, it really stuck with me when I heard it early on when I started my business, speaking and training and consulting and helping people to be more powerful communicators. Because what do we do when we give a speech or we stand up at the, you know, in the boardroom for our job?
We bore people.
With all of the, we bore people with housekeeping, right? You know, oh, I just want to talk for the next 15 minutes about the agenda, and this is what we're going to be doing, and this is where, you know, the exits from the restrooms are, and, you know, people go on and on and on. Boring. I mean, you can bring that up, but open with fire. And I want everyone who's listening right now, think about it. When you're out in front of people, whether you're a business owner like me, or if you're an employee and you have a boss or other people that you talk to, what are you open with? What's your fire? What's something that really would grab people when you're talking about what it is that you do or how you help people? So that's how we open. We open with fire today. In fact, Barry Show, before he even gets to the guest, he opens with fire. That was one heck of an open, Barry, that you had so much there for people to think about and listen to. And you have all the acronyms. I felt like, you know, my name is Jess, J-E-S-S. I feel like I need to have an acronym, so I'll take your smile piece and I'll say Jess is just exercise smile, silly.
Wow! Wait a minute. That is so powerful and good. He is a fire maker. He's a boiler maker. He's a man who brings life. Let me just write that down. Just exercise smile. Is that what it, exercise?
I just exercise smile.
Silly?
Silly is better than stupid, right?
Yeah. Well, if you're not smiling, then you are the opposite. You could become a stupid, and we don't want that. We love silly, because silly is the beginning of the process that enables people to F you, have fun, and then they can go into the outer limit and involve themselves in joy. So, thank you for that great opening. Let's also mention that Jess is not just smart and clever, and that's what it means to be on your toes and pay attention and have deeper listening. He likes to work not just with words, but with the imagination of words, because he understands something fundamental in life that most people get backwards. And I'm going to let you speak about this in a moment on the backwards part, but it's people often say, well, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Okay, that may be true. But a few good words are worth 1,000 pictures. And Jess has a few good words. For instance, he says to me, and he taught me this a while ago, he said, forget about fake it till you make it. Okay, yeah, yeah, it's tried, and it's an old, it's a cliche, and cliches sometimes are okay. But what is it what you want us to do, Jess, that's going to really make a difference? Not fake it till you make it, but what do you say instead?
Well, so the problem with that, and that phrase comes up when we're trying something new, and, you know, we're not really that sure of ourselves, and somebody's, you know, whispers in our ear, just fake it till you make it. You go out there and there's still this uncomfortable feeling that you're being a fake, that you're not ready, or that you're an imposter in some way. And by the way, when it comes to imposter syndrome, the only people who don't seem to worry about it are the imposters. They're not worried at all about it at all. They don't have, you know, it's natural to have some butterflies or just saying, you know, oh, I'm starting out this new thing. So forget fake it till you make it. It's a terrible phrase. We don't want to be a fake. Instead, here comes the Jess phrase. You ready?
Yes. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Drum roll, fanfare. Da-da-da-da. Listen, everybody. Yes.
Act it and become it. If you act the part, Barry, and the many people listening in, if you act it, before you know it, you become it. And that's something we can pull off. If we go out there, and usually when we're going out and we're doing something, it's not like we're trying something out or speaking about something that we have no knowledge about, right? It's not like you told me to go out there and talk about legal procedures from the 1920s, huh? I would be totally be a fake, and I would have nothing to lean on. It's not my area of expertise. But when we're sent out there, we're doing something that obviously we have some level of expertise on. We can act the part, act like we're confident, act like we are in charge, act like we are the leader that we are inside. And next thing you know, you blink and everybody says, okay, yeah, that was good. Okay, that's fine. And you become it. And I have a question for everybody. Have you ever had a speech or a presentation or something you've done up in front of people, you were nervous and you worried about it. And when you're all done, people congratulated you and said, holy cow, that was really great. You seem so relaxed and so confident. And by the way, that's not the case for everybody, but there are many people listening that that's the case because you acted it. Next thing you know, you became it. And for those other people who didn't have that experience, they said, no, I was just nervous and I looked nervous and I felt nervous and nothing worked out perfectly, then we can practice extra beforehand and maybe even take a few extra steps. Go get a coach, read books, listen to audios, any of those things, and keep acting that part till you become it.
Those are such powerful words that I'm saying this for many hundreds of thousands of people. I was picturing, as I said, words are better than 1,000 pictures. I'm picturing what you're saying. We've all experienced some of that to some extent, whether it's a meeting somebody for the first time, somebody, let's say a date, some, like you mentioned, a speech that one wants to give. The ability to act a part is so different than the word fake, because you're right, the connotation here is what we want. We want to work in the world of 4 P's. 4 P's are positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. When it's all part of the 4 P's, then you're acting and becoming, and there is nothing improper or imposter about it. Thank you so much, Jess. That was a great insight. We have a couple of minutes before we're going to take just a short sponsored break. I'd like you to speak about something that is very dear to my heart and something also that you've mentioned to me before, and I'm greatly appreciative of it. By the way, did I tell you today how much I appreciate you? And if I didn't, I'm doing it now.
Thank you, Barry. Sure, I appreciate you. And I appreciate everybody who's listening in and taking all of this and running with it.
Welcome. Let's speak to the point of giving. Like you've taught me and we've discussed before, give in order to give. Okay, nice phrase. What does Jess want to teach us with that?
So we've heard this other phrase, give and you shall receive, and that's from some book. Okay, all right. Yes, so you may have heard of it. It was a bestseller.
Anyway, actually, it's the most printed book, Jess. It's the most printed book in the world and the least read. Oh. But go ahead.
The least read. That's right. We've heard that phrase. And it's a good phrase. And you know what? It is true. You give, you will receive more. But the only thing is, if we're focusing on giving so that we can receive, there's a little bit of a problem, and we're not always acting out of the right reasons. So the Jess phrase on that one is give to give, which if you walk around, you plant seeds everywhere. Well, you're giving for the sake of giving. You're not saying like, aha, I'm going to do this thing for Barry so that tomorrow I will ask him for this other thing. Even better things happen. You let go of it. You know, you're just happy. You know what? I did this nice thing for this person. I held a door for someone. Here's a perfect example. You ever hold a door for somebody and they walk through and they don't say thank you and they've ruined it, or now you're mad and your whole day is ruined? No. If you practice give to give, then you let go of that. You didn't do it so that you got the thank you. You did it because it felt good to give. It was the right thing to do. Hey, maybe that person is not paying attention. They were distracted and thinking about something else, and we don't even need to worry about that. You gave because it was the right thing to give. So give to give. Try it out.
GTG. On that cliffhanger, people are sitting on the edge of their seat. We're going to go with a quick sponsored commercial. We'll be back in just literally a couple minutes. Get ready, because Jess, who's exercising, smiling superbly, that's Jess, right? Just exercise, smiling superbly. Yeah. Be right back. He has so much more to give because he wants to give. So don't go away. Stay right here, right back after this quick commercial break. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Me, Barry Shore here. BarryShore, BarryShore.com. That's www.barryshore.com. And the www stands for What a Wonderful World. Do you ever get frustrated by traffic? Huh? Are you fully and supremely happy at work? Well, if you are, great. And if you're not, go to www.barryshore.com and download the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back. Free, or your money cheerfully refunded. Free. Go to barryshore.com. 11 strategies for living in joy. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Good afternoon, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, we have good in abundance today because we have the being called Jess Todfeld. And you've heard previously that Jess is not just a Guinness Book of Records holder with the most interviews given in 24 hours in the world, 112 interviews in 24 hours, but he's a TV host, reporter, producer. He is an expert speaker, a coach, and he's a transformative figure because he enables people to understand what it means to live with passion, with fire, with giving, for the sake of giving. And he's a Boy Scout leader, and he's a father, and he's a husband, and he's a great all-around guy. So talk to us what it means to be a leader of young men, other people, and yourself. How do you do that? Doesn't it take something like a mission statement to be able to function well in life?
I'll tell you, it took me many years to think about this, and I think Oprah planted the seed. I'll give her credit for this, which it was saying at some point when she had her TV show that everybody, just like a business, should have its own, everyone should have their own mission statement. You know, what's my purpose? What path am I on? You know, a ship with no course, ends up shipwrecked, Barry Shore. And that's no good. We don't want to be that ship. We want to be nice on course.
Wait a minute. That turns the P into a T.
The P into a T, which means?
Yeah. Shift.
Oh, shit. There we go. That's it. You're right. You're right. Shift. So when it comes to your mission, you have to figure out, just write down, take some time here and there and say, what am I here for? What do I want to accomplish? What lights me up? Is there something bigger than me that I can take part of? And sometimes baby steps. Sometimes you may write out a paragraph for 20 pages or one line. And over time, I mean, mine started as a couple of paragraphs. And then it got a little tighter. It was a paragraph. And now it's three words, Barry.
Wait a minute. I'm going to ask you, would you be kind enough and willing to share your current three-word personal mission statement?
The Joker in me wants to say, no, and we're out of time. Good night, everybody. Only kidding. All right, here it comes.
Yes.
Here it comes. You set me up for it.
Yes.
Anyway, here it comes. Three words for me. Teach, entertain, and inspire.
Teach.
And I'm out there. Yeah, entertain, and inspire.
Inspire.
So I'm on the right path if I'm helping other people and teaching people, whether it's CEOs or corporate folks or experts or authors or those Boy Scouts. Entertain. I just went and did it just because it's me. To be cute and funny. Actually, about 20 years ago, I actually did stand-up comedy for a little while. So the entertain part was definitely activated. And inspire, how can I inspire people? How can I say or do something then that can light them up and light their spirit up? And there's a flip side to each of those three words, teach, entertain, and inspire. And these are just my words. So the flip is for teach, I want to learn from those people who I spend time with. Entertain, I want to find the joy, or I guess on this show I need to say the joy of the people who I spend time with and connect with. That's right. It's no mistake that I ended up on Barry's show today. And the third one is inspire. I want to be inspired by people that I spend my time with that we have on this planet. So those are my three. I spent a little extra time thinking about it. But even if you come up with, all of you listening, a paragraph and you say, you know, this is what I think I stand for. This is what I'd like my mission to be. Come up with it so that you can live your best life.
This is so empowering. And again, I want to go back to the Boy Scout troop for the moment, if you'd be so kind.
Sure.
Because there are a few things that one can do in life more magnificent and molding and shaping than to be a teacher. And I'm going to use a phrase that was taught to me many years ago by a woman I respect remarkably, and she got it from somebody else, and it's actually fairly well known now, but if people don't know it, so they're going to learn it. Teach with everything you do. If necessary, use words. And one of the things I like most about Jess is that he is a wordsmith. He lives with words. He shapes and molds and understands them. And as he just told us, it's not just teach, entertain, and inspire, but he looks at the other part of that on that coin and learn, joy, and be inspired. So teach with everything you do. If necessary, use words. When Jess is working with the Boy Scout troop, he is not giving over just words and say, okay, everybody, let's do this, this, and this. They're watching him as a model, a role model. And that role model is really what is the essence of the human. Because when we talk about on this show, the joy of living, as you heard, Jess didn't say, hey, I'm on the joy of living show today, because that's not joy. Not only that, it's not Barry Shore. Yeah. But not only that, this show stands for something. It's all about you, the listener. Y-O-U-E-W-E. The reason Jess has invested his most valuable possession, his time, which I greatly appreciate. I am humbled and honored that you're making the time to be on this show today, The Joy of Living. And, of course, it's accessible on barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And I urge everybody listening, give me five. Not only download the show and listen to it again, because you're going to really learn to smile, and you're going to smile superbly, because that's Jess' name, just exercise smiling superbly, but you're going to share it with at least five people. So that means a million people will be listening to the show, and rightfully so, because they're going to make a difference. Every one of us makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like just to speak about, if you'd be so kind, two things. I'm going to set it up with a tee shot, and then I'm going to ask you to talk about it. And the tee shot is that Jess and I share a common teacher who has passed away at the moment, but his spirit remains, and therefore he is still. And his name was, or still is, Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he, amongst many other things that he spoke about and read about and taught, was the following. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, which is where I derived my great phrase, what does it mean to be a good-looking person? It means you're always looking for and finding the good. So with that as a backdrop, I want Jess, if you'd be so kind, because we have another few minutes, let's talk about one of your greatest, most impactful talks that you are known for, which is Be Magnetic. Let's discuss that, if you'd be so kind.
Thank you, Barry. Well, yeah, that's a big talk that I give at conferences, and it's my take on a lot of what I've shared with all of you guys today. You know, we want to be magnetic as far as getting more people to like us or create more business, if I'm talking to business folks, more of whatever it is that we want, impact, influence, income. And we wonder how we can do that. And it's about making that shift. And I love that you brought up that quote from Wayne Dyer, because if we're wallowing in the negative and we see the world a certain way, you know, well, I'll take a step to the side. Wayne Dyer had said, when he made that quote, he said, you know, you can look at the world as either a scary, dangerous, awful, terrible place, or you can look at the world as a beautiful, wonderful, majestic place. And it doesn't mean that there are things that are happening that we should ignore and not care about. But as far as your main filter of how you see the world in general, or how you see people in general, really shapes your whole reality. You know, as you can tell, Barry is a happy guy. When he's not doing his radio show, he's exactly the same guy, and he's loving every moment. And, you know, I don't know how much people know about, you know, your story, Barry. But, you know, Barry doesn't walk the way most people do, and he uses this big staff, this big wooden staff, and he can move around. He flew to New York from the West Coast and was a part of an event that I was a part of. And I don't know how this guy got around. He must have such biceps. His upper body must be so strong to make sure that he can get places, but he makes it happen. And, you know, that positivity is infectious. So, yeah. So, I mean, my talk, a lot of it is what you've been hearing today, and just going and customizing that around what it is that people want. But I think we want, you know, to have some level of magnetism at work in life so that we can attract to us what it is that we want.
So this is the point that that's really wonderful. That word is the great leap forward. When you are magnetic, you attract into your life those things you want, in contradistinction to chasing after something. Chasing is and sometimes it works. Sometimes you might catch up with it, or as we the famous phrase goes, what does the dog do who's chasing the car when the dog catches the car, you know, chasing after the fender, right. All of a sudden it has a metal fender in its jaws and it's being dragged along.
Yeah, right.
So if you attract people because you're a dog and you look, you got these great eyes and basset hound ears and things like that. People come over to you and pet you and give you and do. It's not that you want to be a basset hound, but you want to be an ambassador. In my case, my three-word mission statement is I'm the ambassador of joy. The attractiveness that people will want to be with you, as Jess has pointed out, is really the key of living well. And again, we're talking about a man who's giving up of his time, giving to us for one reason only. He wants to give. He has sons, he has a wife, he has a family, he has a life. And this guy, Barry Shore, asked him and been asking him, please come and share your wisdom. And that's really what another great acronym, WOW, stands for. When you hear things that really make a difference in your life, you say, WOW, which is, I mean, many times when we listen to Jesse say that. WOW stands for words of wisdom. Because when you hear things that resonate, they make a difference. They make you sing. They make your soul be expansive. And soul is another great acronym. It stands for a song of unlimited life, a song of unlimited love. That's what the essence of Jess Todfeld is. Now, we're going to be going to a quick commercial break because we have people that love us and want to support our station. We're going to come back. I know you're all sitting on the edge of your seat because Jess is going to talk to us about what it means to think like an athlete. And we don't just mean an athlete. We mean the highest performing medal wearing athlete. So stay right here, edge of your seat. Don't fall off. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how do I know you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for the good. Are you living in joy? Are you fully fulfilled at work? Do you ever get upset by traffic? Well, if you're living the great life, great. If not, I can show you in 6 minutes a day how to live in joy daily. Just go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore.com, 6 minutes a day, download the 11 strategies, and you will learn how to live in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back, absolutely free, or your money back. Go to BarryShore.com, www, first, stands for What a Wonderful World. Best wishes, bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, that word good is really special, G-O-O-D. If you take that second O and you make a little clip in it, and now you elongate the O, it stands up and becomes an L. And now you have G-O-L-D, gold. Because when you're looking for good, you're really finding gold. And that's what we have here embodied in this amazing being known as Jess Todfeld. Jess has been speaking to us about being attractive, being magnetic, being able to change the way you look at things and therefore see the world for what it is. It's WWW. What a wonderful world. Now, I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat. Don't fall off because Jess is back and he's going to speak to us about what it means to think, T-H-I-N-K, think like an athlete. Why should we be thinking like an athlete, Jess?
Well, you know, we go through this thing called life. and we have ups and downs, and things, you know, knock us around a little bit. We're human beings, right?
No,
we're not
really
perfect. It's just, it's part of the whole ball of wax that all comes with it. So I noticed that athletes act just a little bit differently. An Olympic athlete or a marathoner. So a marathoner would never go out there, and they're running, and they're thinking to themselves, is it drizzly today? This is annoying. It's drizzly, right? They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't be like, all these people are my personal space. Right? No, they wouldn't be thinking that. They wouldn't be like, I can't do it today. These are my slow shoes. They wouldn't do that, Barry. Instead, you know, an athlete.
So what do they think? If they don't think that way, what are they thinking about, Jess?
They think the opposite. They think, you know what? I got this. I'm going to persevere through it. I don't care if it's raining. I'm going to be the one person who says everyone's knocked down by the fact that it's raining or they're worrying about it. I'm going to use it to my advantage. You know what? I don't care if there are other people here. I'm going to use that to my advantage. I'm going to say, I got this. So when we have that moment, we can really look to what athletes do where they push past those initial feelings. You know, it's really initial feelings that we have that say, you know, I don't know, or I don't feel like it, or I'm not up to it. They push through because they're an athlete. That's what athletes do. And if we could just take that mindset and bring it into other areas of our life when we're a little bit slowed down and we say, well, what do I need to do to bring it back? You know, an athlete would, in the face of not feeling good, they'd go do a run around the block, do a bunch of laps, and you don't have to run around the block. But how could you just push yourself over that hump and see what happens? And usually what happens is you had more to pull from and more energy and more resolve than you thought you had to begin with.
What an inspiring, uplifting, and how should we say it, manifesting insight needed.
I appreciate that, Barry.
So I want
to perfect show today.
Thank you. No, it's so enlivening, Jess. You brought to mind a little clip that I'm sure millions of people have seen or heard, but for me, it made a big difference. And it was in Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice, which I will not attempt to in any way.
Come on, you can try it.
When he was talking about when he was working out and such, he had either met or knew someone who worked out with Muhammad Ali when he was in his prime. And the famous line is, they asked Muhammad Ali, how many sit-ups, champ, do you do in a session? You know, because he had these great abs and such like that. And with this very serious look on his face, he says somewhere between 21 and 26 on a good day. And people, the guy was astonished. Wait, talk about it. You're the champ. Look at your body and something like that. So how is that possible? He said, because I don't start counting until I am at the point of exhaustion.
Ooh.
When he can't do one more, he can't take another step, he can't swim another stroke, he can't make another, so he can't even move his body, he can't even think right. That's when he began counting the number of sit-ups.
And Barry, we all have examples in our life where we thought we didn't have anything left. You know, say it was somebody who's listening right now who's caring for a parent who's going through a tough time. You know, and they've run out of steam and they think they have nothing left. And they think like an athlete. They know this has to get done. They know that they want to help this person that they love, and they push past. And that's what this is, this whole think like an athlete. The military, I think it's the Navy SEALs, have something called the 40% rule.
Yes.
Which is when you think that you're out of steam, you got nothing left, you're really only at 40%. And that you got more in there. Think about that.
Now, this is so good because those of us who like lower mathematics called arithmetic, which I do, I'm yeah. really good at lower math. Calculus was just too much for me. But when you're at 40%, the point of that is that you have not just 60% more to give. You have 2.5 times more to give, because at 2.5x times 40% is 100%.
Yeah.
It's not just, a few more percent. It's, you can do more than double what you're doing, 2.5 times, and then maybe at your limit. Then you're only maybe at your limit. It's really nice that you brought up the Navy SEALs right now. I'm rereading for a number of times this wonderful book. I think it's called Total Empowerment by the Navy, U.S. two new Navy SEALs, Jocko and Tim. Jocko's last name, Jocko Wilken, I believe. But the point is that it's all about that remarkable, wonderful insight, you're right, into responsibility, total empowerment, owning it, and living this way. So when you begin to think this way, and as Jess pointed out to us in the beginning of the show, act this way, you become this way. It's ABC. You act it, you become it. Now you are committed, and the ABCs just keep going to D, E, F, G, all the way through Z or Z, as they say. So I want to say something. I asked Jess before the show if he would be kind enough to give me several of the potential quotes that he really likes a lot that make a difference in his life. I want to read one from a woman poet. There's only a couple of minutes left. I'm just going to read the quote and do a brief recap and say a huge thank you again to Jess. But the quote is, and this is what Jess has been doing for me today and for hundreds of thousands of people around the world. People will forget what you said. They may forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. Jess Todfeld, you have made us feel good, strong, capable, empowered, wondrous, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound faster than a speeding bullet, because you are amazing, wonderful, and awe-inspiring. I want to give you a big hug in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready for the hug.
1, 2, 3.
I really did it. And isn't that Maya Angelou quote amazing?
Yes, it really is.
It's really the truth.
Well, that's why we're here. We're speaking. Truth stands for total reliance upon the hidden. Not upon the heart alone or upon the head alone, because those can misguide you. Upon the hidden. It's hidden, but it can be found. Jess has shown us the way to find everything. So what I want to do is brief recap here. Remember, www, what a wonderful world. Wow, words of wisdom, which you heard in abundance today. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Create, you can create the world that you want, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. As Jess has taught us, we can excel and say thank you. 5 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. Be kind whenever possible. It's always possible. And as I say to you all, F-U, capital N, capital N. The joy of living is for you alone. That's why we're here. That's why Jess invested his time. That's why I do this. It's all for you. So go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Thank you so much, Jess. Thank you, everybody, for being here, and we'll see you again soon. Make it a great one.